and welcome back to 10 out of 10 with Watch Game with Lauren and us.
Hello.
This week is Zombie Week and we are doing 2002's 28 Days Later. Hit us with your patter, Russ.
It was released in November 2002, directed by Danny Boyle, starring Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris, Christopher Eccleston and Brendan Gleeson. What a cast. Budget of $8 million and a box office of $85 million.
Holy shit.
$5 million, eh?
Holy shit.
No bad.
No bad for the old Danny Boyle, eh?
Aye, piece of piss, canter.
So, general overview. Man wakes up from a coma to discover London's been overrun with zombies.
Pretty much,
basically,
aye.
Yeah.
That's it, aye.
So, why do you love this film? Why is this our choice for Zombie Week?
I mean, it's one of the better zombie movies.
Absolutely.
Like, it's different than the other ones. This has kind of spawned a lot of the way zombies are now.
Yep. You know that?
I mean, if you're going to be able to spawn a full generation of zombie movies, then you must be pretty good.
Totally.
Must be a decent movie, aye?
I know. I think this movie's one that, like, obviously, like, it's a film for movie, but, like, yeah. This is one of those ones it was always on. It was always, like, a Thursday night at 9 o'clock. And, this is one that it doesn't matter at what point you come in at. You're in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Aye.
And, like, I feel like it's just so good. Do you know what I mean? And, like, there'll be times where you watch it and you're not paying as much attention. And then there'll be other times where you're actually, like now when they're in the kiosk and they're all talking about, like, how it happened and what happened to him and what happened to her and all this kind of thing. Like, I don't pick up on that every time because I'm too busy being like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those ones that every time you go back, you're still picking stuff up and just chef's kiss. Everyone's so good in it, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. There is problems in the movie, overall, it's a good movie.
Oh,
story-wise, like, there's about 20 minutes that you're a bit ass is pish, but other than that,
no,
good, solid.
You are like 20 minutes that's pish. Like.
Nah, there's a big issue in it, but we'll get into that.
We'll bounce into thoughts and opinions. I'm just going to lower the tone immediately, right? Academy Award winner, Cillian Murphy, balls out in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
You've got to do for your Oscars these days,
right? Do you know what I mean? Starts that undercut trend that we all did. Right. I mean, I know I sport an undercut now, but remember, like, obviously this came out in 2002, but you remember, like, I don't even know, like 2007, 2008, when every girl, myself included, just had that one half bit of their head shaved. But mind, I took it a bit too far, and we were like, grow that the fuck out, Lauren. But, like, what an opening to your film after, like, the fannies released the monkeys, and then 2 seconds later, Cillian Murphy.
That's it. That's it for Harambe. I just, even like the opening scenes, the whole bit with him just waking up and going through London, that's one of the most memorable scenes in like any horror, really.
Oh,
now.
Totally. I think this movie, like, do you know when you watch like the kind of top 10 list videos on YouTube and all that? The bits they show of this movie is always that bit when he's like walking through London and it's empty.
Yeah.
And the end when he's in like full revenge mode and he's like unleashed the zombies with that like theme song over the top of it. That's like the two. And like the whole movie's great, but like that's two incredibly iconic scenes that have been like used in other things, referenced in other things, been copied in other things. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, that's mentioned in the Resident Evil one.
Yep.
That they do it in it.
Yep.
Like she gets up. I mean, The Walking Dead done it. It's been used so many times now.
100%. Well, like, I'm not saying this is the first zombie movie where zombies run, but I'm pretty sure it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was one of the first ones where zombies were running.
I was trying to look up, and there is running zombies in other things, like older movies, but it's not. Not all of them, they're kind of like your special zombies.
Yeah.
But it's this one where it is really, be what I can look up, that this was the first one to do it.
Yeah, it is a really influential movie. Like, see for this movie just chef's kiss, like, what, an hour 45 and just bashes through. I know there's bits that you don't like in it, but bashes through. Like, you're not sitting at any point.
No, it goes through. Do you know what I mean?
And, like, it's so influential. Like, you were saying, like, about The Walking Dead. Like, because I was looking it up of, like, when did The Walking Dead come out? And, like, the first comic came out in 2003, the year after this movie. And the TV show didn't start until 2010. And the whole start of The Walking Dead is the start of this film. Do you know what I mean?
That, and even just the way zombies are, like, what was the remake? Not Night of the Living Dead, the one with they're in the shopping mall.
Dawn of the Dead, Dawn with Michael Pfeiffer in that.
Yeah, they changed the whole zombie style in that.
Yep.
That even
saw the red eyes and the slabbering and
even like the kind of like hard cut.
Yep.
Like the grittiness, if you will, it sound like a cunt.
No,
like, like the realism and that all stemmed from this movie.
No, totally, totally. That's the thing. I think that's one of the things that, like, there are bits of this movie that haven't aged well, and obviously we'll go more into it, but I think there's a reason the film is shot this way, and I'll just kind of dip into a bit of useless information, but this is one of the first mainstream movies that was shot fully on digital, no film at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why it's not held up.
Yeah, the quality.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you have to get your eye in. Like, it is a tough watch, like, quality-wise.
I feel like, see, once you get by the first 15, 20 minutes, you ease into it, do you know what I mean? Because, like, you and me, like, when we put it on, as soon as it started, we're like, oh, fuck. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's tough.
I feel like, as well, because everybody's tellies are getting better and better and better, this movie's just not looking great. And it's a real shame, do you know what I mean? Because I think if you've never seen this movie before, and you put it on and you're like, what the fuck is this mad Nokia 6310 quality?
Yeah.
But, like, stick with it, do you know what I mean? Because it's so good, but you do need to kind of get your eye
on. Once you get used to it, like, it does add to the movie. I don't know if this being a super polished, like, big high budget style movie, it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't have worked. No. Totally wouldn't have worked. And I think as well, again, I'll touch on it and use the information, but the kind of the kind of cowboy way they made it, I don't know if that's the right kind of term, but, like, everything was done correctly, but everything was done, like, really quick, you know?
Yeah.
And, like,
it had to be done to it.
Yeah. And it was all, like, what they had around them that they used to kind of keep it going, do you know what I mean? Rather than, like, it wasn't one of those ones where it was like, oh, we've got, like, so many millions, we can get all these CGI things. They were like, no. What do we have around us? What
can we use?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that totally adds to it as well, because, like, there's not a lot of people in this movie. Like, and I think everyone they've cast is great. Like, Christopher Eccleston, such a good bad guy. I know people don't really like him anymore these days because of his whole thing with, like, the Doctor Who and stuff like that.
I
like,
have
he's basic. I never really watched Doctor Who, but I think that now he's kind of going off his nut at, like, the BBC because he didn't want to leave and then he had to leave and blah, blah, blah. And he's one of those ones like, I'm outspoken and I'm never going to apologise for it. And it's like, but are you just a prick? Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
But apart from that, he's a really good bad guy in this. Like, it's one of those ones where you're like, oh, Christopher Eccleston. Ooh, Christopher Eccleston.
Does it take long for his true colours to show?
Totally, totally.
Just while getting, as we talked about how they done it, like, quickly and that, and, like, the adds to the realism.
Totally.
Like, how they managed to do that with London, obviously, I think you must have bits about it.
Yeah, spoiler alert, but you'll find out in about 20 minutes.
They make it, like, just the idea of getting that done in London at any point without having to shut off certain streets and the millions that'd probably cost our budget alone.
100%, and it's all the bits at the landmarks, do you know what I mean? I think that's one of the things of, like, when you watch it, you're like, holy shit, do you know what I mean? Because it's not just like, oh, we're filming down a wee side street. Like, no, they're at Big Ben, they're at Parliament, they're at St. Paul's, do you know what I mean?
It's not like London's ever really that quiet.
Never. I've never seen London quiet.
They get away with how they managed it.
Aye, totally, totally. Do you know what I love about this movie as well? And I mean, we spoke about this in Resident Evil, is, like, this is one of the zombie movies that, like, doesn't want to call the zombies zombies, do you know what I mean? Like, in this one, they're the infected, and it's not that they're zombies, it's they're infected with the rage virus and all this, and it's like, they're fucking zombies, man. Like,
that's it. There is a weird trend of that happening now, and it's like, even by TV, Last of Us and that, is it zombies, but is it, or because I've got the cordyceps, that, and is it? Fuck off.
I showed you that video earlier on where they found that spider with a cordyceps mushroom thing from it, and I was probably like, bitch. And apparently they're like, they've taken that away to like fucking experiment on it. I'm like, people, just watch The Last of Us and leave it alone. Some things in nature can just be left, you know?
There must be a reason they kind of use zombies, though.
What, like the word zombie?
No, even that, is it? Because all of a sudden they just stopped doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think it was maybe because it's too...
Is it? Oh, but
too boring, maybe.
But like, all of these movies are seen as like zombie features. Do you know what I mean? Like, this Dawn of the Dead, like all that kind of stuff. Like Shaun of the Dead. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's all like they're classed as zombie features, and yet in all of these, they're like the infected, the walkers, the whatever the fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like any kind of mad nickname they'll come up.
Another thing I want to give a shout out to is Danny Boyle. Like, why? How does he just make a horror movie?
What a fucking guy. Danny Boyle's a pure champ, but like, when you go through his filmography, like, the man has had a rare miss. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So this was his, fifth movie he's made.
Yeah.
Obviously, Trainspotting. Yeah. Like, not really, not horror.
No. Shallow Grave?
Shallow Grave, aye. A Life Less Ordinary. Is that a black romantic black comedy?
Go for it, never seen it.
And The Beach.
Oh, I always forget that he's done The Beach. I've actually got something about useless information about The Beach. So I don't know why I'm like, I forgot. But like, even when I looked up last night, I was like, oh fuck, I big Danny Boyle's on The Beach.
So you go for them.
Slumdog Millionaire and all this. Yeah. I know obviously that's not at the same time, like, but you know what I mean.
He's run up until this movie and you're totally. How can you go for that to making like a horror film, but it's...
I'll tell you what inspired... Right, okay, fuck it. I'll touch on it now. So, him and Drew Goddard? Was that the other guy's name?
Did we not do something with him recently?
Was that Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah, Drew Goddard, aye.
I fucking... Full circle on this full pod, guys.
Full circle, man.
The two of them were... Inspired's probably not the word, but... They were looking at like world atrocities, like see all the stuff that was going on in like Rwanda and like all the different kind of genocides and stuff, and like all the kind of war pictures that were coming out, and they were looking at all this, and that was kind of their inspiration for this, because right, fuck it, I'll just keep going, right? So like, I was gonna save this or useless information, but fuck it, I'll keep going. So basically I'll read out the bit that I had for useless information.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I've just kind of paraphrased my way through that there. So Danny Boyle was interested in exploring the idea of contagious rage after researching world atrocities of needless genocide. They then used the infected as a metaphor for social unrest, and that the virus simply amplifies these characteristics that are already within, rather than turning you into something other.
Yeah.
As seen when Jim kills the officer in a rage and Selena believes that he is infected. Danny Boyle based several shots throughout the movie on wartime photographs he had seen based on different ethnic cleansings. Which is mad, do you know what I mean? That like, obviously he's just seen all this shit and been like, fuck, do you know what I mean? And like, made one of the greatest, most influential zombie movies like of modern times. Yeah. I would say,
definitely.
What I mean? Like,
in the 2000s, anyway.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely. I just to bounce into something a bit cheerier. Well, it's not really cheerier, but you know what I mean. I remember reading this book years ago called Hater, and it was basically like a 28 Days Later vibe, where like they would all be in a. I lost the book years ago and I've never been able to find it anywhere else. So if anybody knows what I'm talking about, go and let me know, because I can't remember it and I can't find it anywhere. Basically, they would all be in like the cities, and then like old pensioners would just start like stabbing people one by others and going mental. And they were like, oh fuck, it's a zombie thing. And all in the book, they're like, we need to hide, we need to da da da. And then the main character in the book gets infected and the whole book switches. So it goes to like the zombies' perspective, quote unquote. But it's them being like, here, wait a minute, we're absolutely fine, you're all fucking cracked. Like, and it's basically that, like, with this type of thing, it's like they believe that they are being hunted, so that's why they are attacking, okay. Kind of thing. And it was really interesting, do you know what I mean? But the whole way through it, you're like, I've fucking seen this film, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that was mad, but I've never... Do you remember when we were watching it last night? I was like, where the fuck is that book? And I can't find it anywhere. So if anybody knows what I'm talking about, let a hoe know. I know earlier on we kind of said, like, there's things that haven't really aged well with this movie. Like, obviously, the way it's filmed. Some of the makeup's a bit iffy. Like, a lot of it's just, like, red contact lenses and a bit of, like, do you know what I mean? A lot of the, like you were saying, like the sharp cuts, like you would even say when we watched it, there was like some weird editing stuff going on.
Yeah, it's a bit with Christopher Eccleston in the car, where he's looking for Jim, Kelly Murphy's character.
Yep.
And it's about four cuts just for him sitting down. I don't know if that's a choice or if that's just been missed, but okay, I don't know, but it was very, like, If I can notice it, then it's pretty bad.
Aye, what in the taking three is going on?
Yeah, I'm not very good at noticing stuff like that, but that was pretty horrific.
Oh, 100%. I think, and I'm going to take it there, right? When Selena and Jim and who can remember who the other guy is, but it doesn't matter because he dies 10 minutes in, when they're all in the kiosk and they're talking about how it all started, and it's like, oh, it started in small towns and faraway places, then the next minute it's outside your window. I was getting right fucking flashbacks to COVID, man. I was like, no! Like this movie really hits different after COVID. Like, whether or not this is funny or a serious topic, like, I remember the whole way through COVID, we were making, like, fucking zombie apocalypse jokes.
Yeah.
And then we were watching this, and I was like, do you remember at the start of COVID when I started The Stand that Stephen King
did? Yeah.
And, like, I was going to say, if anybody's read The Stand, I've still not finished it. It was like, I think I got like 20 chapters in, and at the end of every chapter, it would be like, and someone coughed and then they died. And obviously that was like the start of COVID. And I was like, I'm just going to put that back away. I'm not going to bother.
I've kind of is the same, the way they handle it is like cutting off from like every country. So you couldn't travel.
Yeah.
But that, I've got an issue with that.
Right. Okay.
Like, this is in regards to the zombies, not COVID, obviously. But it's like...
Yeah, we'll jump back to the task at hand, you know?
But, I mean, that and just, like, the isolation, being alone, that was a problem for a lot of people.
Bitch! Hands up. Do you know what I mean? Hands up who worked from home the whole way through COVID and took an absolute mental breakdown.
Aye, fucking...
Here you go!
99% of the fucking country, the world.
Do you know what I mean? Also... Look at you, key worker over there. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I fuck feel key like a key worker.
Mind that week you worked 90 hours.
Smashing,
I tell people that and people are like, that's not possible. And I'm like, it fucking was.
I fucking done it.
See when, just to again bounce away before we get COVID PTSD. See when they bounce to Frank's high-rise flat, like, to get away from the COVID PTSD, can we just get a special shout-out to the bold boy, Brendan Gleeson?
Oh, legend.
Say that 10 times fast, bold boy, Brendan Gleeson. Like, also, another special shout-out to that really specific textured wallpaper that literally everybody had in the early 2000s. I was looking at that and I was like, I remember this. Like, I remember my gran had it. I think, like, my pal's mum's had it. I remember my gran... I remember getting in trouble at my gran's because I was, like, touching it and I poked a hole through the wallpaper and they were like, you've ruined the wallpaper! I was like, well...
So, fuck, honestly, heaven forbid.
I know, right? Honestly, as soon as it was never... I was, oh, there's Brendan Gleeson. That fucking wallpaper. was that ever in your house?
I don't remember them. I don't think so, no.
Your mum's had about 40 different wallpapers, man.
Changes every other fucking week.
And every time we're up, she's like, oh, do you like what I've done in the living room? But like, what was wrong with it last time?
Brendan Gleeson's a weird one. Like, he's been in a lot of... I mean, the guy appears in Everton and Eton. I mean, fucking... Like, some worker, but...
100%. I'll still never forgive him for Banshees and Inisherin, but...
No, that's a class movie.
No, that movie is a fucking horror movie and you can't tell me any different.
Ah, geez, peace, not as though. Fucking fantastic movie.
I thought it was shite and it was nominated.
No, you didn't.
I was pish and we were amazed because it got nominated. I get won loads of Oscars and all that. And you and me were, well, you were loving it. You were purely, oh God, you're saying, I'm like, assholes.
That In Bruges fucking Belter movie.
In Bruges, man, so funny. I know. The guard.
It's a fucking belter,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's one of my dad's belters. Shout
out to Brendan Gleeson, man.
What a guy, man. Get Brendan Gleeson on the pod.
Got a question for you.
Me?
Aye.
So, I don't know why I said me. Yeah, is it Brendan Gleeson? Because
the people who listen to this are going to respond at all. Fucking hell, Lauren. Jesus Christ.
People with their speakers like, aye, Ross, no bother.
See, with the cab fare, like he's a cabbie.
Uh-huh.
And he puts the fare on, how much would that ended up?
Oh, like from all the way from London to Manchester?
It's a 2-day travel apparently, and they stopped off.
Aye, that's a pure like grand.
That's
like, going
to be a fortune, isn't it?
That's that Uber surge charge.
Knowing the virus ago, him, he was just raging. Kelly Murphy's no paying it.
Aye, sitting skint during the zombie apocalypse. Aye.
It's like a bit of the intro and all, and the opening scenes where he's sitting paying up the money. Aye. Oh, he's like, I've fucking won a watch here. And nah, money's useless now, mate. You're fucked.
Aye, 100%. Like, I'm not being funny, but whether money's useless or not, you are totally putting, like, the thousands of pounds in your pocket.
Oh, fuck, aye.
Just to be like, I was rich during the apocalypse.
Just robbing every cunt. 100%.
It absolutely kills me every time. See, when, like, the four of them get together, right? The dad, the daughter, Selena, and Big Jim. And they're all just having a fun old time, you know? It's a light-hearted jaunt, right? On their wee road trip up to Manchester, yeah. Right? Beautiful, having a great time. You're giggling away. You forget you're watching a zombie movie. And then the fucking bit of blood goes in Brendan Gleeson's eye. Oh, honestly, no. See, for that part on, you do not know peace in this movie. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the first 10 minutes, and then you get 20 minutes of peace, and then the end, you're just like, oh, well, fuck this. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, that every time I know it's coming, and I'm pure like, maybe this time we won't kick the gate.
Seems we'll go to this point, then I'll just bring up, see, from the military on, like, see, until they go to the military bit, until Killian Murphy
goes
starts
mental.
Going fucking ham. Starts going John Rambo and people.
Aye.
That's a waste of space for
aye,
me.
You hate it.
It's such a needless, pointless part for me.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because when we were watching this, you were so into it. And then, like, as soon as they got to the military, I just saw your shoulders drop. And I was like, it's okay, Ross. It's okay. Like,
this is an interesting, like, story in that. But that bit is just too formulaic and... You know, like, yeah. You just knew it was going to be bad shit.
Yeah, because it gets really dark, yes. Really fucking quickly. But again, I'm with you, right? Because I'm the same as you. Like, the military bit up until Jim goes Rambo is not, I don't love it either. Do you know what I mean? But it's that kind of like impending doom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's going to, like, the soldiers are just the absolute worst, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like, right, we're fighting zombies out there. Why are yous all dickheads? Do you know what I mean? And it's, they're all... do you know what I mean? Like, because we were talking about this last night of how, like, I get it. I get what Danny Boyle's trying to do. I get what he's trying to say. I get the metaphors that are being done in front of my eyes. But fuck off, do you know what I mean?
It's a weird... It goes dead dark for... It's already a touchy, like, sad story in that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they've
yeah.
all lost everything. Then you're going to compound that onto it. And it's like, I get why you're doing it, mm-hmm. but there must have been something better. I mean, I'm not fucking Danny Boyle. He was just like, who the fuck are you? Shut up. But
Danny Boyle was sitting in his house fucking raging.
I'm also just like, they better, mate.
Yeah.
They better.
Steve, I know. I think that's the thing, though, is, like, the zombies... See, for all this is a zombie movie, right? The zombies are only heavily featured at the beginning, and then they're kind of
drips
and drabs through the rest, yeah, do you know what I mean?
They just become like a side thought.
But that's because people ain't shit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's where it gets me, but it's just the same as every other zombie thing. Like, The Walking Dead and that do it. Is it all about those people or us? Is it? I understand why movies, TV shows and that do it.
Yeah.
Like, is it...
To show the crumbling of society.
But... If you're already being original enough to do this type of thing, like, you fall back to formulaic,
it's
a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
It does take away from them. I mean, it's still a class movie, but those 20 minutes, I'm just like, I don't care.
I don't hate it as much as you do. Like, yesterday, your eyes just glazed over until Jim went Rambo. Like, I know you really don't like it. I don't love it. I would rather the soldiers weren't creepy, rapey weirdos, do you know what I mean? But, like, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't really take away. It's more of just like, ah, oh, there's dickheads out there. Ah, oh, there's dickheads in here too, do you know what I mean?
Like, they do that and not add, like, it's almost as if by the time Jim comes back, mm-hmm. like, because he escapes,
they're
getting executed.
Yep.
Escapes, then is it, oh, fuck, we've got zombies.
Yeah.
And they use them again, is it? I don't know what they could have done. I'm not saying I could have done better because I couldn't, but I'm just like, there must have been something.
Like, you can think upon this for when you bring out your zombie feature.
I can't. That bit's the only bit that frustrates me.
Again, though, like we said, like, obviously, like, it does hit you over the head with it of the, like, mob mentality, toxic masculinity. Although, see, to be fair, in 2002... I don't think toxic masculinity was a phrase that anybody used.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas now you're watching it and you're like, oh my God. Like, do you know what I mean? But, like, obviously, like, you get it. You get the point of the mob mentality and that they're all arseholes and blah, blah, blah. But I get where you're coming from, but it's just like, it goes on a wee bit too long. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
There's not enough in that bit to keep me interested up until Jim comes back and wipes the flare with every cunt.
Well, that's what I was going to say, like, when Big Jim goes full vengeance mode, that's your, like, let's go!
Yeah.
That's your... We're actually thinking about doing a category called Let's Go, because the past couple of episodes we've all had that Let's Go moment, so we might bring that in as a category next week.
That's when the people fuck shit up.
Yeah. But it's like, when he's barring everybody, the theme song kicks in, you can see all the zombies being like, da, 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 da. So, I need to stop making that fucking noise. Like, I'm also so glad this is not a video podcast, because I'm sitting here shaking my hands a bit like, da, da, da. I'm done again! But, like, that is your Let's Go moment in the movie, where you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's when he comes just bouncing through the door.
Yeah.
As soon as that happens, you're like, oh, fuck.
He's
going to cause a havoc here.
Honestly, I had to stop so many times last night because obviously I'm trying to be respectful of the craft. I'm trying to appreciate the actors that are in front of me. See, especially when I got to the full vengeance mode, I was like, why is Cillian Murphy so hot? Like, that man has the cheekbones and eyes of gods. And I was sitting there at Ross being like, Cillian Murphy's really handsome. And then it got to the end of the film and I was like, oh my God! Like, sorry, the white woman within just came out, you know? You can't watch a Cillian Murphy and not address the fact that the man is carved from marble, do you know what I mean?
Right, treat him like cattle, that's fine.
He's been carved by angels. Like,
treat him like cattle, that's terrible.
You don't treat Cillian Murphy like cattle, you gaze upon him the way people look at the Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. The man is a work of art. I'm fucking sorry about it, right? Mm-hmm. Right, I've got two questions for you.
Two?
Well, one of them is more of a, haha, Lauren, you're dead funny, and the other one's a wee head-scratcher, right? So, is the moral of this movie, don't test on animals? Like,
no,
really?
Don't let activists let them go.
Ainsley, we're going off or not?
No, obviously, they shouldn't be testing on animals, but I do think that if you're an activist and you're breaking out of these places, this could cause the end of the world, these are infected, the infection will spread.
And
as soon as one of them gets bit, he turns out we need to kill her. Maybe rethink your plan here.
Yeah, man. 100%.
Like, obviously,
that's my fucking A you've just stepped on.
Yeah, but if you're... I mean, first of all, I don't know how they get in so easily, because if this had the idea that this could destroy the world,
mm-hmm.
a wee key card, that's all you're getting with
it? Because, like, at the start, it looks like they're kind of going down one of those, like, concrete tunnels, like mm-hmm. a big cement tunnel. So you're assuming it's, like, an underground thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're just getting the chance to watch telly.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing, watching telly, and he's fucking raging.
And fucking raging.
So that's a metaphor for.
Wee man's raging.
Aye.
And my head scratcher, right? So, in this one, the UK is overrun, civilization's fucked. The sergeant says, oh, they must have quarantined us, right?
Yeah.
Second one, turns out we have been quarantined. And it is just us going mental, right? And obviously, like, the American army come in, but then it turns out some people are asymptomatic.
Yeah.
So, again, COVID, isn't it? No, kids are asymptomatic during COVID as well. So that's how it then spreads. to the rest of the world because all these people are just like, la, la, la. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if IMDb and the rumours are to be believed, and Danny Boyle is working on 28 Years Later, which is allegedly supposed to come out next year, Cillian Murphy is a producer and is set to come back as Jim. Yeah. Also, Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Jodie Comer are in it. I'm like, I ain't bother. Allegedly. What kind of thing do you want to see slash do you think we'll see? Because there's fuck all mention of Jim in the second one. It's just Robert Carlyle being a prick. Pull one out.
I mean, what is it, 28 years later?
Yeah. So, obviously, 28 days, the UK's fucked quarantine. 28 weeks, it's spreading to the world.
Yeah, I mean, so, at the end, it's kind of implied that it hits...
everywhere.
Europe and all that. I mean, who... if Jim's in it, he's just got to be just a survival. He's not a scientist or anything, so he can't... so he must just be cutting about. I mean, yeah. I assume... at the end of this one, like the jet get the jet's attention.
Yeah, so it's a Swedish jet.
Right, so it's got to be in maybe about Sweden France or like maybe they'll
take him somewhere safe. Yeah.
But then if it's hit there, is it just them doing the same again, except in France or wherever it is? They could be.
Yeah. I don't know. I reckon though, because our Danny Boyle loves a fucking metaphor. I reckon it's going to be a quite heavy-handed, like, look at the real-time after effects of COVID, and that it's going to, like, do you know what I mean? It's going to be, like, governments trying to rebuild, but they're all being dicks, like, oh, yous are all fucked and nobody's get any money because of COVID, blah, blah, blah. Like, I reckon it's going to, I'm not saying the whole movie's going to be about that, because I'm not being funny, I'm not going to see that. We're living in that, do you know what I mean?
Nah, we can be honest with it.
But I do reckon it's going to be a very, like, batter you over the head with a steel pan of, look at the state of this, do you know what I mean?
See, I don't know, it's going to be that, or it's going to be fucking, or they've managed to get the, like, eradicate it, then it comes back, isn't it?
Aye.
Going to return. Because it's a two-parter, isn't it, this?
See, when I was looking it up, there was a lot of, like, speculation, do you know what I mean? Because they've not really said anything about it at all.
It's been very under wraps.
It's apparently in post-production now, but, like, nothing's out about it at all. So a lot of it's just kind of rumours and speculation kind of vibes. So, again, I mean, I'm going to go see it. Like, I've seen the first two, do you know what I mean? I might as well finish the trilogy. But I think it'll be interesting how it's going to be, like... because obviously the second one, there's more Americans involved and, like, the army's really heavily involved, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I reckon, I hope it's not that there's anything wrong with it, but I hope it doesn't go down the Last of Us route where they're just, like, trying to survive in the post-apocalypse, you know? Like, because in the nicest way possible... I've seen the apocalyptic zombie movies. I mean, I've seen all the zombie movies, but I mean, like, I don't know if I want, like, Cillian Murphy as, like, the head of the guy that gives you clean water, do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the kind of bartering and shit,
I don't see him being any high up in anything.
Nah, he's just funny about it.
Like, if it's 28 years, you're basically... I mean, the first thing that annoys me is why they're not doing it for 2030. Because then it would be 28 years later.
That's a
loss for them.
Aye, bastards, aye.
But surely it's got to be like just... I mean, that's a weird one. What kind of date's different? Like, are they just surviving? Have they rebuilt? But then if they've rebuilt, it's just going to be the zombies or the infected coming back.
Aye, so, at the walls kind of
thing. What do you do that's different than the others other than put it in a European country or put it in America?
Yeah.
And what's the point?
How many zombie movies have we seen in America? Yeah,
in this universe, I mean, we haven't seen it. We've just seen the Americans come over and the little kid at the end of that one ends up in America.
Yeah.
Although, unless he starts bleeding and putting on people, I don't really see how that's an issue.
Achoo.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah, there's no... so far, there's no... mention of Naomi Harris or anything like that.
No, I find that strange.
So yeah, I reckon they're going to have been like murdered or something. Do you know what I mean? Like they're like the zombies have got to them and Jim's all like, oh no. I fell in love and now I'm fucked.
I know the wee lassie, she doesn't act anymore. So
yeah,
I can,
she's
I,
in a band, you were saying? Yeah, she does music.
Well, I think she did, like, that may have been old info.
Aye.
But she's not an actress at all anymore.
I mean, her accent was pretty choice, do you know what I mean? Like, she gets away with it because she's a win. But no, I think it'll be interesting. And when 28 years later comes out, we'll come back to this podcast and be like, what did we say? Do you know what I mean? This is like, every time a Scream movie comes out, we always try and guess who the Ghostface is going to be.
It's always the B-list celebrity.
Aye. Right, so we'll just jump into favourite scene then. What have you got?
It's going to be the opening, isn't it?
Is it? Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking iconic.
Yeah.
Everything's been copied so many times. I mean, just him cutting about.
And it still looks cool. It still looks so good. Like, and it's still one of those, like, how the fuck did they do it? Do you know what I mean?
How
did
they get away with that?
Yeah. Mine's is going to sound really daft, right? But see when the four of them are together and they're just having a laugh running about the supermarket, mm-hmm. filling everything, it's like, the wee kind of do the background, like that's one of the last times in this movie where there's like any kind of light-hearted moment.
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that I like about zombie movies in general, movies and TV shows. Like, see when they find the wee things in the apocalypse where it's like, oh, this was almost normal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're just running about a supermarket. Like, empty, just wiring into everything, like, class, yeah. 40 out of 10. I do love moments like that in zombie movies where it's like, see, even if it's there's always one, there's always, like, one episode or one scene where it will do stuff like this, and it's just like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's so nice. Right, I'll dive into some useless information.
All right, go for it.
I have a lot to say, Ross, so I mean, get yourself a cup of tea. I'm going to be talking for the next 20 minutes. So, again, like I said earlier on, this was one of the first mainstream movies fully shot on digital instead of film, which, again, is why it looks the way it looks, because our technology has gotten better, and that one has not. So, for the scenes when Frank is driving the taxi along the motorway, the production was allowed to film between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with police slowing traffic down on both sides. With 10 cameras shooting simultaneously, they managed to get 1 minute of usable footage.
Oh, you'd be
one
fucking gutted,
minute.
Wouldn't you?
You'd be raging. For the scenes where Jim is walking through a silent, empty London, they were allowed to shut off parts of London for 45 minutes at a time on Sundays between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. Danny Boyle advised in a later interview that this filming process became their own type of military operation, with crew members running forward to scatter litter and debris, then Cillian Murphy would do his kind of dramatic smell the fart, what's happening, acting here. Then the crew members would run behind collecting all the debris and everyone would move on to the next location. Like, the way Danny Boyle describes it, it seems as if, like, Unit 1, go! Unit 2, go! Like, do you know what I mean? For 45 minutes at a time seems like a pain in the arse. By the time you set everything up, do you know what I mean? You need to be like, bye.
They make sure you do it right.
Oh, my God, could you imagine if Cillian Murphy tripped?
Aye, or you'd be devastated.
I know. Athletes were cast as the infected because of how important the physicality was to the story. Danny Boyle said in a later interview that since athletes had been trained to do things that most common people can't, it would be interesting to see their physicality portrayed in a more vicious way, which is why they can run like fuck, do you know what I mean? Danny Boyle and Naomi Harris had developed a backstory for Selena to explain why she's so cold and cutthroat in the beginning. She killed her infected mother and father to save her baby brother, only to find out the brother was infected.
Fuck.
They filmed this scene as a flashback, but it was later cut in editing. So, there you go. Now you know. Throughout the film, there is a number of product placements for the National Lottery. This is because they fund the British Film Council, who obviously helped this movie get made. Obviously, I'd said earlier on about Danny Boyle being interested in the idea of contagious rage, so I won't repeat that one. This one you might like. Stephen King is a huge fan of this movie and bought out an entire screening of the movie in New York to watch the movie on repeat. To this day, says that this is one of his favourite films of all time.
I mean, he's got an ending that he couldn't write, so yeah. I should enjoy it.
Yeah, it actually ends in a kind of satisfying way.
He's got a satisfying, decent ending. And he goes like, nah, I know my watch.
Not round here, partner. The crew were given permission to blow up Canary Wharf's petrol station before it got all done up the monstrosity that we see today. But someone forgot to inform the police of the filming schedule.
Oh, nice.
As a result, fire brigades were sent to an quote-unquote emergency explosion, and Danny Boyle was fined £250,000 for wasting emergency resources.
But they did. He didn't. They did.
Yeah. But
like, fuck them, though. You wasted your time, is it? No, you wasted your end time.
Apparently, there was already a fire engine on set that day, just in case. Yeah. So, like, could you imagine? You're like,
radio ahead?
Yeah, like, we're fucking covered, mate. Why are you so here? Yeah.
Nah, you're not getting your money. Get fucked.
I know. I've got some juicy gossip for you. This is your favourite bit of who was almost in it. I've only got three. So Ewan McGregor was the original choice to play Jim. I mean, who's fucking shocked? Ewan McGregor was in like all of Danny Boyle's early movies.
Now, he was in all the four before it. So.
Yeah. But was recast after falling out with Danny Boyle over the beach, in which Ewan McGregor was supposed to play Leonardo DiCaprio, but Leonardo DiCaprio was like, no, here, wait a minute, I want to be in this film. So Danny Boyle was like, to Ewan, sit this one out, I'll get you in the next one. Ewan McGregor's went, aff, he's not.
I stabbed him in the back.
Stabbed him in the fucking back.
Oh, what a fucking rat, Danny Boyle.
Both have since reconciled and are all bestie besties. And Ewan has also commented on how great Cillian Murphy's performance was. I couldn't see Ewan McGregor doing it.
Aye, but no, fuck him, beach. You're on the beach.
Aye, but... I suppose Robert Carlyle's in the beach as well. Aye. He's the mental. Is it Daffy? Daffy Duck, the mental tourist.
Aye.
Was Daffy's not? Aye, tells him about the beach. Aye.
Boy, you've snaked him, you cunt.
Snaked your best pal. Aye, your muse, your protege.
It is a weird movie to have DiCaprio in.
Especially for like Danny Boyle movie. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was very much the, I'm the indie guy.
The British thing, is it?
Aye, and everyone else in the movie is British. It's Tilda Swinton, isn't it?
I think so, aye.
Aye.
What is DiCaprio doing in a movie, Robert Carlyle?
Apparently, DiCaprio was choking to death. Like, what did we not do an episode where we were like, oh, DiCaprio was supposed to be in something else and dropped out to be in the beach? I'm going to consult my notes.
I'm sure it was, Lombard. Did 31 of these? I'm pretty sure. I know, that comes to
light. I say it was like The Mummy or something, do you know what I mean? Like, he was supposed to be in that and then got thingy to the
beach.
No,
was it not? He was supposed to be in The Mummy, but he couldn't because he was down the beach.
Go for it. Look at us. Consistency. We remember our own facts.
Oh, aye.
So I know Danny Boyle and Ewan McGregor are back to being pals now, but what a snake.
Aye, he's fucking shafted him there.
100%.
I mean, he's not really. Ewan McGregor's went on to have a solid career, but drafted him big time.
I can't see Ewan McGregor running about, because he'd do that really... No, right, this is very specific.
This is when he was trying, though.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Here, Ewan McGregor's doing all right. But, like, yeah, that thing that young Ewan McGregor did, right, where it's that, like, panting. He does a lot of panting and a lot of, like, really fucked up eyeball stares, you know? And I can't see it. Like, Cillian Murphy, I don't want to say underplays it, but, like, plays it to the right amount. I feel like Ewan McGregor, because that was as well when he was doing his over-pronunciation of his Scottish accent, and it's like, hey, we get it, Ewan, you're for grief, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Calm down. Ryan Gosling was also up for the role of Jim, but had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts. Now, this is also young Murder by Numbers, Ryan Gosling. Murder by Numbers, is that the movie? Him and Sandra Bullock and that?
I have no idea, hun.
So this is like young Ryan Gosling, like Notebook, Murder by Numbers, that kind of vibe. I also don't know if I could see it, but crack on.
Cillian Murphy's the best choice for it. Does Ewan McGregor show go it because he got snaked? He got bammed up.
Maybe Ewan McGregor will pop up in 28 years later, do you know what I mean? He could be the Prime Minister or something. Robert Carlyle was originally offered the role of the sergeant, but wasn't able to film. There was no reason of why he wasn't able to film. I was looking for the usual scheduling conflicts. I need to find out what these scheduling conflicts are, because half these cunts are at it.
Spare away filming stuff, wouldn't they?
No. There's too many scheduling conflicts. You know that some people are looking at that and going, absolutely fuck that. I'm not being in that.
Tell them no, but... Yeah, give it a... Like, if you have to go abroad or something to film, then, like, I think how many people are in that movie, and if you want them in your movie, no, can't do it.
You can have them for a couple of days.
I think how many movies all these actors turned in.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right for Robert Carlyle. He wasn't the sergeant in this, but he was the arsehole in the second one. Oh, I see the start of 28 Weeks Later, man. I'm like, why? Aye. You bastard. If nobody's seen 28 Weeks Later, or you need a recap, the very start, see, to be fair, I don't know why I'm offering a recap. We've not seen it for ages either. Nah. But, like, is it not him and his family and all that are in a cottage, and then one of the zombies breaks in and he fucking leaves his wife and to run away for the zombies, pies everybody, gets in a boat and fucking paddles away.
He's a rat.
Arsehole. Rat bastard.
Rat bastard.
Right, well, we'll jump in it. Eh?
Aye.
I've only got two, so
I've only got a couple as well, so go on to yours.
Well, mine, right at the very start, how many times does a scientist have to tell the activists that those chimps are infected and they're deadly and they're contagious and it's their saliva?
Yeah.
And not one of those activists went, maybe let's leave these ones, boys. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're pure like, we're leaving and we're taking the chimps with us. See, if I was an activist now, as much as I'm here for animal rights, do you know what I mean? Like, no, see if I'm there. And they're like, oh, these cunts are mental.
Especially if you don't know what they're testing on.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I'll be like, no, do you know what? I'll leave these monkeys for you. I'll go and save some other ones. Do you know what I mean?
I get you.
Absolutely not. Because what a riddy. Do you know what I mean? You're trying to save the animals and then you've just caused the fucking apocalypse.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. And my only other one was, why is the first port of call that the soldiers have to become rapey arseholes? Like, see when he says they had nothing to live for, so I promised them women.
Aye.
Oh my god! Like,
see, the whole military bit's weak as fuck.
Like, why? Why is the first choice, let's recreate Handmaid's Tale, or not even recreate Handmaid's Tale? Hadn't even been out at this point. Let's just invent Handmaid's Tale. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's the, oh man, it's the when they're dragging them back and forward and being like, put this dress on, blah blah blah, and like, just wrap it. Do you know what I mean? And I understand people are arseholes too. These men are just as bad as the zombies in different ways. I understand the metaphor at hand, but why? Do you know what I mean? There's just, stop it.
That's the only bit, it's lazy writing for me.
Jank, so
yeah,
see, that is like, because it's 28 days later, literally the clue is in the title of the movie.
Only a month.
In a month, society's crumbled that much that you need to lure and trap women to recreate civilization. Like, you're no phoning anybody else, you're no checking anywhere else. You're no trying to see if everywhere else is all right. Do you know what I mean? Before you're like, nah, we're getting women in here and we're going to procreate.
Yeah, they're not even going to populate Britain anyway. Yeah, like, that's not how it works.
Absolutely not. Like, that's the thing, is like, oh, I need bother. The six of you will fucking repopulate Britain. Nay, fucking
that's
danger.
They're going to need to do something that might scare people. It's called immigration. Now, that's a scary word for certain folks.
That's a touchy subject. I'm fucking with you, but do you know what I mean? It's like,
It's lazy, stupid writing. That's all it is to me.
I know. It's like, see if they'd just been bastards. See if they'd just been right horrible arseholes.
Yeah.
That would have been enough. But they always have to take it that wee bit extra where they're like, I nae bother, I will pump this 14-year-old lassie.
Yeah.
Stop it! No!
Yeah, there's no need for it.
Anyway, your turn now. That's me. I've had my
right. I said I've got two. I've got more than two.
I knew you would. I knew you would.
So, after his coma, which I assume it's got to be longer than 28 days.
Yeah, was it? He says he gets clipped by a car.
He's a bike courier, and he got clipped. How's he able to walk?
Rapidly, yeah,
like he would not be able to walk.
He gets right up off that bed, because he's all skinny and all that as well.
Yeah.
I've got a point on top of that. Now, you might just tell me. And obviously, I am not a nurse or a doctor. Any of my medical friends out there can tell me if I'm wrong. Now, obviously, he's probably been in a coma longer than 28 days, but
he's got to have been.
This has been the 28 days, right? So I'm assuming, well, I'm not assuming, that I saw on the telly that there's like nae nurses, nothing.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
So obviously he's all chipped up. He's got his IVs, he's got his food drips, blah, blah, blah. But he's obviously super, super skinny. Do these things not go off? And I'm not saying IVs go off because that's just like saline and fluid and all that. But like, you're like the food drips and all that kind of stuff.
It's
like,
not them go off, it'd run out.
Yeah, well, and that's why he's so skinny. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I'm pure like in 20 days, would something not go off? Would something not be a bit...
I don't know if it would go off, but if he ran out, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. Obviously, that's just I don't know how it would work, especially when being in a coma.
If anybody who's listening, and I know that some of yous are listening, do work in the medical field, I'm looking at yous, but I will not name names. Go and give us a message or like comment on Instagram on like how is this happening? Yeah. Is everybody all right? Does anything go out of date? Let us know. Thank you very much.
All right, so go to my other one. We'll see if in the opening bits where Jim's walking about London.
Aye.
Why is there no infected there? London at the time had a population of 7.5 million people.
Of course you've went and done extra so fucking research.
How is there not a single infected walking about that, the point where they need it to be? So in London, if not covered with infected, would be littered with dead bodies.
Yeah, no, 100%. And like... it seems to be like sound that attracts the infected. Yeah. Like, again, they never really say openly, or if they do, I absolutely missed it and it went over my head. But it's only ever when anybody makes like loud noises and he bangs into a car and the car alarm goes
screaming
off.
Screaming his head off, right?
Yeah. He's screaming his head off. He bounces into a car alarm. Nada. Not a thing. So, like, what feast have they infested got that they're not infected? They got that they can't be jumping over? Yeah. I know 100%, I'm with you. I mean, you know what it's like when you go to London, that bridge, I can't remember the name of the bridge beside Big Ben, my apologies, right? But you know what it's like when you walk, it's mobbed, man. Like, you can't get anywhere near it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for the place, for having that, like, denser population.
Yeah, man.
It's remarkably, like, even though it's a bit of rubbish and that, still clean.
Yeah, it's like dirty, but like tidy dirty, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And there's not a body, there's no infected cutting about.
Yeah.
I know that they do say they scatter, but try to shift 7.5 million of them.
Yeah, that's
a bit crazy.
Aye, 100%.
As far as we're aware, it's only the soldiers. No, well, not even the soldiers, because they were Manchester.
Yep.
So it's only, was it Frank? The last
Hannah, Selena, and Jim.
Selena.
And
they're the only four left.
Hi. As far as we're aware, yeah. Like, yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. So, like, you know what it's like when we go to London and stuff, and like, it's so busy with like the actual population and tourists. Do you know what I mean? So, like, what did you say the population was?
7.5 million.
7.5 million. Add another fucking million tourists. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, could you imagine I'd be infected with like the wee I Love NY t-shirts and all that?
It's just a bit... I know why they done it, because they didn't have permission
to film it,
so they had to be rapid.
Yeah.
But, nah, doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I kind of... because that's... he only finds out when he picks up the paper and it's like, evacuation and all this kind of thing. Where the fuck have they been evacuated to?
Yeah. They're not, they're dead.
Yeah, I know, everybody dead. That's the pal, is his name Mark? I keep wanting to say his name's Mark, but it might not be.
That sounds right.
Right, go for it. If he's not Mark, he is now.
Yeah.
Selena's pal, and he's talking about when they went to the tube station to try and get away, and obviously somebody infected was in the crowd, and he's like, oh, I climbed up in this kiosk, and I couldn't tell who was infected and who wasn't. You and me have been on a London tube. Fuck that. That place is mobbed. And these people are crazy. Their tube is literally every minute.
Yeah.
Like, it is so fast. And they're running, man. They're like, it's a minute, babe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, honestly, I think the longest we've ever waited for a tube in London is like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's our one every 10 minutes up here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, so, the last one I've got is, see, out with the second movie, so keep this one as a standalone.
Just look ready. Yeah,
which it was at the time, obviously.
Yeah.
How does this virus spread, like, to out with the UK?
Oh, Oh, right. I was like,
it can't. It can't do it. It's not possible.
Yeah, because there's not. They don't do the thing. Like, you don't really see the zombies near water. Like, no, I can't remember what one it was, but like the zombies could swim.
Aye.
Because like they couldn't breathe. I can't remember what one it was. It might have been a Piss Channel 5 number. But like, yeah, like it is just the UK.
Yeah, like they turn too quick to travel by plane.
Yep.
Too quick to travel by boat.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's to infect everybody in the boat, it wouldn't get to the other country plane. It's that rapid when they get to the other country.
Yeah.
So how? What, Channel Tunnel? Is that it,
they're just walking it. Aye.
There's like immigrant zombie, like people from England going out of France, just wandering there.
To how the turntables, aye. Eh?
So the idea that you can fucking, like, they're like, oh, this could be a worldwide event, is it? It can't be.
Well, what she say? It takes up to 20 seconds for you to turn. Yeah,
that's when you should fully turn.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the second one they change about like asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Nah, no bad. The second one's terrible. Like, it's not that good in my opinion. So.
I don't mind the second one until there's no Robert Carlyle anymore.
Yeah.
Like, after, like, in the nicest way about Jeremy Renner, who is still recovering from that. Was that a snowplow?
Snowplow was certainly done, aye.
Right, so, you know, sorry, Jeremy Renner. But he's in it too much. Like, it's a right B-cast of American actors who are in it.
Why bring the Americans in it?
Yeah, aye, because he's your main guy, and then you've got Rose Byrne. I know she's Australian, but it's the right... Like, those two are like, if you can't get anybody else, you get them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're their own discount versions of. Do you know what I mean? Poor man out for discount version of. But, like, do you know what I mean? It's the second one is all, apart from Robert Carlyle. Let's face it, Robert Carlyle is a big B-lister. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it's, yeah, the second one's so bizarre.
Yeah, that I've kind of went through all mine now, so.
Yeah, no, I'm good, man. I only had two A's. This movie's great, in my opinion. Best kill, worst kill?
I'll go first with this. My best kill is the soldier on the bayonet.
Yeah.
How did he not see him there?
Yeah.
And my worst kill is just see the black soldier that's just hiding there. Aww. In the room. And they just kill him. Like, there's nothing spectacular about it.
Yeah, but fuck him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was just going to stand by and let it happen. So, fuck him. He deserves it.
No, deserves to die, but it's a boring death.
You and me, capital punishment.
Nah, fuck him. Rapey cunt.
Best kill is Christopher Eccleston because fuck that prick. Do you know what I mean? And worst kill is Brendan Gleeson because it hurts every time. Please don't kick the door. Worst guy whose hairline's receding.
I've got the activist. Like they started all this.
That's absolutely fair. Christopher Eccleston. I was between Christopher Eccleston or the right Cockney one who's like
Cockney wanker.
Like, but he's trying too hard.
Is that English hard man? Like, talk quite low but sound intimidating, is it? Mate, we've heard this a million times. Calm down.
Yeah, 100%. Who's in a different movie?
I've not got anybody.
Okay, I had the guy we were just talking about.
The Cockney wanker.
Yeah. The soldier doing his best hard nut Danny Dyer impersonation. Like, see that caliber of performance? Take that back to Football Factory and Green Street and all this kind of pish where it belongs. Do you know what I mean? See all those movies that are like the 16th on the Amazon list and it's all like red, white and blue hooligans or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
is it Rise of the Foot Soldier?
Yeah.
Foot Soldier? Foot Soldier?
Yeah.
And some middle-aged guy. Oh, you wanker.
He was in like one episode of EastEnders one time. Yeah.
Fuck up, you've got dodgy knees.
I do have a wee like soft spot for movies like that because they're
shocking.
No, 100%. But like, seeing the same way that like Kidulthood and Adulthood just hit, like Green Street and all that, they're so shite. But you're like, aye, alright.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But do you get what I mean?
No,
do you know what?
You,
he's probably been in one of those movies. Do you know what I mean? The only movie, now it's not the same, but it's kind of the same, that I will not have compared to those is Dog Soldiers.
Dog Soldiers is good.
I know you like Dog Soldiers.
Fantastic movie,
I know you like it.
Fucking soldiers fight werewolves, of course.
Well, you're also your man, Kevin McKidd from Trainspotting and Grey's Anatomy.
Aye.
We've never seen, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. Apparently Kevin McKidd's a right arsehole in Grey's Anatomy. People don't like him.
Can be, I'm not going to watch it.
To me, he's just your more guy for Trainspotting, you know?
Beating him at pool. Hangover's stinking.
What's your I'm out, the soldier bit?
Soldier bit up until we first come see them, and up until Kelly Murphy starts his rampage.
Goes Rambo. So,
so pointless to me. They could have even had another like zombie part,
yeah,
and have the soldiers come in and straight away be cunts to me. That would have made more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Than, I mean, I don't care that the wee cunt's making omelets. I just don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't care that eggs are out of date. I don't give a shit. Like, it means nothing to me.
Let the people know us. Let them have it.
It's such a stupid bit. Like, have them, maybe saving them for zombies or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Then straight away just be like, yeah, by the way, we're only doing this to repopulate. Like, you're fucked.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then have Kelly Murphy do his thing.
Go Rambo.
Even have him, like, being not taken away, but, like, had to flee for the zombies. Then hang you with them, like, oh, fuck, I need to go back.
Full
John Rambo here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't cunt to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
I love that in every other thing we've been like, oh, he's went John Wick, and then you've just went down the Rambo route.
Oh, he's proper Rambo in this. And he's no hopefully fighting the one.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 4 out of 10, I don't have an I'm out. I'm here for the whole thing. I like it. The one bit that I'm really, really, really in for is, and it's like a 30-second bit of, see when they get a flat tire and the rats are running away from the zombies.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
when you know you're fucked. Do you know what I mean? Like, even the rats don't want to fuck with these things.
I've had enough of you.
Right, guys, thank you very much. This has been our zombie episode. Only 2 episodes left to go, and then spooky season is over. We know yous are going to miss this theme song that Ross has lovingly edited.
Oh,
I'm not being funny. It's my new favourite thing.
It's my
new favourite thing. 2 more episodes, and then we can get back to normal. Yous can hit us. We'll genuinely see after spooky season. I'll put out anything, and yous can make suggestions. Like, this has been a whole month for us, so we'll do some for you, you know? Like, anyway, guys, see you next Wednesday. Bye!
Bye!
Rambo. I don't want to hear it, right? Rambo!